figuri ġadda juru li l-obezità fl-Awstralja hija epidemija li tkompli sejra għallar. Iktar minn 11 miljun persuna fil-pajjiż ibatu minn piece żejjed jew obeżità. Il-problema tinsab fl-art tagħha fil-postijiet reġjonali, fejn f'ċerti żoni tlieta minn kull erba' persuni għandhom piece żejjed. Kate Dallahan minn Melbourne tiddeskrivi lilha nfisha li kienet tifla ħoxna. Intant kien l-inkwied dwar is-saħħa tagħha li ġala tipprioritizza l-ikel sustanzjuż u l-eżerċizzju.
I lost weight during my teens but regained that with school and university and then got to a stage where I hit around 100 kilos, I'm not really sure exactly what it was, and actually missed the bus and so I decided to walk to the next bus stop and then continually missed the bus and end up kickstarting a weight loss journey and as a consequence changed some of my eating habits as well and made some sustainable changes in that regard as well, incorporating physical activity into my everyday life and then lost 40 kilos and that's something I've maintained for, well, at least probably 10 years.
Intant din hija bidla li bosta Awstraljani għadhom iridu jagħmlu. Il-figuri maħruġa mill-Istitut Awstraljan tas-Saħħa u l-Welfare juru żieda drammatika fir-rati tal-obeżità fost il-poplu fl-aħħar 20 sena. L-obeżità hija definita bħala indiċi tal-massa tal-ġisem jew BMI ta' 30 jew iktar, waqt li piżejjed huwa definit bħala l-indiċi minn 25 il fuq. Fis-sena 1995, 56% tal-Awstraljani kienu kkunsidrati li għandhom piece żejjed jew li jibgħatu mill-obeżità. Is-sena l-oħra din l-istatistika żdiedet għal iktar minn 63% jew inkella 11 miljun persuna. Illum il-ġurnata nfatti iktar minn 70% tal-irġiel u 56% tan-nisa għandhom piece żejjed jew jibgħatu mill-obeżità. Il-manager eżekuttiv tal-koalizzjoni tal-polisi dwar l-obeżità, Jane Martin, tajt li dawn huma riżultati allarmanti.
We need to be really concerned. This is not just a problem that is isolated. This is a problem across the population. So we need a population-wide approach as well as a community-based approach.
Il-figuri juru koll li l-adulti fiż-żoni rurali għandhom ċans ikbar li jibatu minn piece żejjed jew obeżità minn dawk li jgħixu fil-partijiet metropolitani. L-ogħla rata ta' obeżità u piece żejjed tinsab f'South Australia rurali, percentaġġ ta' 73%, waqt li l-iktar rata baxxa hija fi New South Wales bi 53% tal-poplu. Il-manager tal-kampanja tal-programm Live Lighter Alison Jin tajt li huwa ta' sfida kbira li wieħed inaqqas l-obeżità fil-komunitajiet rurali fl-Awstralja.
Regional areas always come up as worse in the rates of overweight and obesity. They have less access to fresh fruit and vegetables, it's less quality and it's often more expensive. And because of the lack of transport, they're often more reliant on their cars and so they have to spend more time doing purposeful physical activity to really get those hours up.
Jane Martin mill-koalizzjoni tal-polisi dwar l-obeżità tajt li dan juri li tinsab ħtieġa ċara ta' strateġija nazzjonali li tindirizza l-obeżità. Hija tajt li din għandha tinkludi taxxa fuq ix-xorb ħelu.
We also need to see things like the Health Star labeling scheme on the front of food packaging extended across all foods, which will support people to compare and make healthier choices. And then the manufacturers also reformulate, which is really important, so make the processed foods healthier because people are eating those foods. Finally, it's really important that we get rid of unhealthy food marketing to children. It's absolutely pervasive. It's swamping them, particularly digitally. Children are being, their information's being harvested. These companies are preying on our children in a really predatory way, and that must be addressed. I mean, we've just had our Olympics sponsored by McDonald's, Coca-Cola and Cadbury. They're the wrong messages to be sending to our children, the wrong messages to be sending to our community.
Ta' min jgħid li l-piece żejjed huwa ta' riskju għall-qalb u jżid ir-riskju ta' mard kardiovaskulari, diabete u l-kanċer. Jane Martin tajt li l-obeżità u l-piece żejjed fil-pajjiż jiswa lill-ekonomija $8.6 billion fis-sena.
This is affecting our human capital, our economic productivity, our society as a whole is being impacted by this and it's costing us all a lot of money.
Sissa Kate Dallahan ipparteċipat f'sitt maratoni u llum taħdem bħala esperta fid-dieta. Hija tajt li l-gvern għandu jaġixxi b'urġenza kbira biex ir-rati tal-obeżità ma jkomplux jiżdiedu.
It saddens me. Health is one thing that we can, you know, if you haven't got your health, what do you have? You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, then what's the point? So from a nutrition perspective, I find it frightening that it's still being overlooked at governmental levels, because hospitals are already not able to cope. So, and it's just a time bomb as we continue to age and continue to get unhealthier.